Anybody seen the movie, the Bob Marley movie? I'm a huge Bob Marley fan. My favorite scene in Bob Marley movie is when after he got shot, he's like, "Why? Why would they try to kill me?" And he said, "Oh no, the question is, why didn't they succeed?" And then he said, "I'm just the messenger." "No, you're the message." And so I think as I ask those questions, I don't ever see myself as the messenger. I'm the message at my essence in the difficult time. And everything goes back to this power that we're given to give meaning to everything that we see. And the limitation of the meaning that you give your past will limit you from your self-image and your self-imagination. You'll never overachieve that. And so in essence, if we don't take the time to ask the four questions or create our own questions to give a different meaning and take the time to align the meaning with the divine direction, or the divine detour, or divine time. Those are the three, for me, frameworks in which I say is my meaning I'm giving my past, not just the failures, but the successes, defining moments, historical relevances, all of these different things, the shortage, voids, mistakes. Is it aligned with my divine direction of where I think I want to be or better? In divine detour, no evidence, evidence contrary, that's a detour. All my activities, my intention shows me no evidence or contrary evidence to where I want to be or better. And does that meaning align with my divine time? Because it's definitely not going to align with man-made constructive time. Right? There's two things I know about man-made constructs. It's going to take more time than I think, and it's going to be more expensive than I think. Very rarely, and I'm a time freak, very rarely do I do something faster than I think I can. Sometimes on time, but very rarely. It's like this perfect measurement of, if you tell yourself I got 2 hours to clean the garage, it takes me exactly 2 hours.
That's right. Never earlier.
Never earlier. If I tell you it's 2 days, it'll be 2 days. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So you know, it is from a place of such vulnerable love for you. Like, I don't know what it is about you. By the way, Chad's the only one that after I spoke, just from his thanking me and his story when I spoke, made me cry from what he said on stage, and I just have an emotional bond for you. I'm curious from your perspective. So you know that I had a very difficult loss, one in which I didn't think was going to be as difficult as it was. I knew it'd be difficult, but not nearly as painful as it was. You know me, and one of the interesting things is people are like, "I can't believe you're here," or they couldn't believe that I do coaching calls. From your perspective, in knowing who I was, what was your expectation as a friend of what you thought I needed? Because I know that's what went through your mind. Like, I wonder what Dave needs, not how he's doing. Was there anything knowing me that you said, this is what I think David needs?
Yeah, I 100%. I thought you needed to be here today. I thought you needed to be on the coaching calls. And I'll tell you why. I know you intimately. I know your story. And everybody has a love for their, everybody has a love at some point for their parents. Some people had bad parents, some had great parents. But for you, your mother was the pivot point. You had immense love for your mother, but your whole premise story, the ability to become version 2.0 of you, was the catalyst, was getting your mother that house and losing your mother that house. And so it was because of that situation with your mother that you're even sitting here today. You're only sitting here today because your mother birthed you, but the version of you that's sitting here today was because of that situation that you dealt with your mom. When you bought her a house and you lost your house, and you felt shame and you felt remorse and you felt lower than you've ever felt. And that's that point of desperation. And so, what would it say, my perspective only, what would it say if Dave Meltzer took off. Well, you'd say, well, he's human. No, no, yes, it would say he's human, but it would be putting the very Superman cape that you went through that for in the closet. And so for me, you honor your mother by being here. You honor the idea that I changed my life because I felt so shame in losing that house. And so you could sit at home and feel justifiably right to take a week off, take 2 weeks off, take a month off, take a sabbatical, and say, I did my mom right while she was on this earth. But it's not about what you do with your mom on this earth. It's how you pay reverence to her after she's gone from this earth. And you pay reverence to your mother by saying, here, I'm not squandering the lessons I learned with my mother. What I'm doing is I'm gonna step on the gas. I'm going to honor her even more by changing more lives, having more impact so more people get better and feel what I feel and not feel what I did feel. And so for me, I expected 100% for you to step on the gas. World is better because the world's better. If you don't lose the house, if you don't get the house and lose the house, there is zero probability you're sitting in that chair today.
Yeah.
None. That story, that conflict, that stress, the success we want is in the conflict we are avoiding. And so it's the conflict, it's that struggle, it's that realness of the fact that I hit pavement that gives you all the success in the world. So now you get the success, and then you take a day off, you take a week off, you take a month off. For me, I didn't believe that would be the case.
Just to finish off, I got to share a story. When you said how important this was, I got choked up. And we talk about the meaning of the past, the snapshots that people have of you. In 2006, 2 years before I lost everything, including my mom's house, my wife told me I better take stock in who I was and what I wanted to become. And that was a pivotal point that led to the pivot of losing my mom's house, but in a transformation. But the one thing, and I put it out there that may have passed by certain people, but it didn't pass by my wife. My wife said something that rocked my world that early morning. Not only did you say, take stock in who you were and what you'll become, because you're not going to be alive unless you do. Yeah. And I don't want to be here to witness what's going to happen to your future. But I remember when I was talking shit to her in denial, telling her, how dare you talk to me this way, and all the idiotic things. She said, what if your mom knew who you really were at that time? My wife, when I was very, very upset about my mom's passing, she said to me, gave me a hug and said, your mom knows exactly who you are, and she knows forever who you are today. And just know that. And I thought to myself, wow, where I was at my lowest point, ashamed that my mom would know the truth of who I was, to the fact that probably one of my proudest moments is I was proud that my mom knows who I am.
And that's why, to me, that's why you can't take it off. And the challenge is our legitimate reasons become our justifications, become our excuses. So a legitimate reason, take off. Don't lay on the ground. Don't step on the gas. Take a day off. And that's a reasonable. That's so reasonable for somebody to say that for you and for you to feel that way. But enough times to live in that sorrow and that feeling of loss of your mother could become a justification for you not to go all in anymore.
Yeah.
So I proved to my mom. And then that justification becomes an excuse. And before you know it, this excuse that you have in your life of now not honoring, I think you're right. I think your mother knows exactly who you are. And everything that happened for you, for her to see who you are, but more so for you to see what you are capable of. So now for me, now you honor it. Now you honor it by going big. Now you honor it by bigger contribution, by giving more so you can receive more, so you can give more that you talk about. To me, it's like, okay, all right, I've gone through the struggle. I got to the peak, and I just found out that's just a false summit. There's a whole nother mountain waiting for you right behind it.
Yeah.
It's the bottom of the next mountain. I think now, I believe, you, knowing you as long as I've known you and knowing you as well as I do, I think that you have, I know, you have an abundance mindset. And I think that you're, for me, the world is tilting in your favor. It's not a coincidence that the same year you lose your mother is the same year you get Think and Grow Rich and Napoleon Hill Complex, and that everything's well, it's all happening exactly as it was designed. And I'd be very comfortable betting that emotionally, 2025, hard year for you with the loss of your mother. Exterior success and contribution, I bet it's the best year of your life.
Amen. It's done. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it from my dear friend, Chad Schaefer.